I find it to be absolutely true when people say that your dog is your best friend. Ever since I have gotten a dog, my life has changed in many positive ways. I've always wanted to be a veterinarian, and of course it is common for children and teenagers to say that they want to grow up to become a vet, but most of the time, they grow out of that phase. I knew for a fact that in the future, I wanted to do something with my passion for animals. It was tough to keep a positive mindset when deciding to take on the extensive journey of becoming a vet when people constantly stating that it's too hard and suggesting maybe you should do something easier. But I knew what my core values were and how to enforce them. I believe that owning a dog has given me a sense of purpose and identity, a caretaker, friend, and animal advocate. As a kid, getting a dog is difficult because parents usually think that kids are unable to take on the huge responsibility of managing an animal's life. After years of convincing my parents to just consider the idea of getting a dog, they finally agreed to thinking about it, so the search for a new family member began. While dog searching on Craigslist and advertising and sales website, my dad came across an ad for an 8-week-old yellow lab puppy that was just too cute to scroll by. After contacting the owner, we drove to a house in San Jose to meet Milo, my new dog. I was honestly hesitant on deciding whether or not to get Milo because my first impression was that he seemed to be kind of sad and boring. And although I feel differently about Milo now since the day I met him, I am extremely thankful for my dad for deciding to bring Milo home that day. Life seemed to be boring and repetitive before having a hyper dog come and greet me when I would walk through the door every day. I would usually be watching TV or taking a walk around the neighborhood by myself before having Milo, but with his presence, I have noticed my family and I bonding more. We have grown closer by going on walks together, taking Milo to the dog park, and going to the beach together. It took a while for my brother, who has always hated dogs, to like Milo. He wouldn't dare to touch him or even be in the same room as him, but he has grown to like him enough to even pet him and play fetch with him now. Even though I am not living with Milo anymore because I am dorming at UCSC, I'm still able to see him through the screen of an iPhone when I FaceTime my family members. Seeing him and my parents give me a sense of encouragement to endure the difficulties I am facing at the moment. I have been influenced by my dog, in which my career path has been advancing. I decided to volunteer at an animal clinic as a junior in high school in order to gain hands-on experience early on in the path of becoming a vet. There, I got to see the sad reality of what it's like to be a vet, how it looks like to remove body parts of a dog and perform surgeries on a daily basis. I realized that vets undergo extreme emotional stress when having to euthanize dogs, but that doesn't change the fact that I still want to help animals in any way that I could. I decided to attend UCSC because of the career path that I wanted to work towards. My proposed major of being in marine bio was chosen in hopes of working closely with marine animals, and since Santa Cruz is located near the ocean and is known to have amazing facility in marine studies. Now I'm volunteering with dogs specifically at the Santa Cruz County Animal Shelter, but will be working with cats and rabbits as well so that I'm able to learn about more than just one type of species. Not only has having a dog helped me figure out what I would want to do with my future, it has also shaped me into the person I am in this very moment. I would say that my dog has helped me have a more sociable and bubbly personality because I've been told that I have grown to be a more extroverted individual after having a dog. I can say that having a pet improves the quality of my social life as well by giving me an easy and interesting conversation starter when I meet new people. Talking about dogs is a topic that is usually a common interest that I am able to speak expressively about to others since I have a dog myself. I have also grown to be a more responsible and reliable individual because of the commitment that is put forward when raising a dog. I used to be very messy and disorganized, but I have come to be a reliable figure who makes sure that our dogs get cared for properly. Dogs are able to help individuals as well as the community as a whole by spreading happiness and positivity in people's lives. The fact that a stranger's dog can have such a wholesome effect on someone walking down the street says a lot about how much animals can benefit our community. A bad day can be turned around by seeing how badly these cute dogs want to interact with them. This corresponds to the purpose of having therapy and service dogs because these dogs help humans both physically and emotionally. Dogs will continue to be great companions that will always provide people with endless support and love. I cannot be more happy with identifying myself as a lifelong dog lover and animal care advocate.